Welcome to the deep dive. Our mission today is pretty clear.
Yep.
We're cutting straight through all the noise online, you know, the short-term tactics that are everywhere in 2026.
Right.
And we're going to deliver the actual blueprints, the structural ideas that create timeless success in a home-based business.
Yeah, if you're looking for the principles that really last, regardless of what's trending, this is it. We've been diving deep into the wisdom of some real industry veterans.
Where did we pull this from?
This came from a special edition of the Building Fortunes radio show. It's a platform Peter Mingle started way back in 2012.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And his whole mission was to share different proven views on how to successfully work from home.
And the guests on the show, I mean, their credibility is just immense.
It's incredible.
We're talking about Rick Hagar, who has, what, nearly 30 years in the industry. He's built teams of over 250,000 people.
All over the world, too. North America, Europe, Mexico, Asia.
And then you've got Brett Sherpy alongside him with over 40 years in network marketing.
So that's 77-0 decades of combined in the trenches experience we're digging into.
And what I find so interesting is that they aren't selling some big, complicated master plan.
No, not at all.
They frame these insights more like subtle corrections, tiny adjustments for your business GPS.
I love that analogy.
Mm-hmm.
Rick Hagar used it so well. He talked about two pilots flying a plane from New York to LA.
Right.
And that plane is almost never actually on the exact course.
It's constantly drifting, weather, turbulence, you know, just life.
Exactly. So their job isn't to just point it straight once and hope for the best.
Their job is to constantly gently dial things in.
Continuous tiny adjustments to make sure you actually land in Los Angeles. And these 5 points, they're those core adjustments for your business.
What's key there is that the drifting is normal. It's expected. These adjustments are just how you deal with it.
For sure. So let's start dialing in. The first 2 points really set up the entire foundation.
Okay, let's unpack it. The first pillar is positioning. Basically, stop selling and start standing for something.
Mm-hmm. And that is so critical right now. In this saturated world, people just tune out sales pitches.
All the noise.
All the noise. They respond to a clear perspective. They respond to clarity.
So positioning is about building an identity, right? Where the trust is already there before you even start talking about a product.
Exactly. The big shift is to stop talking about just making money. It's generic. It means nothing.
So how do you actually do that? I mean, if you're in financial services, how do you stand for something different?
You focus on the end result, the emotional impact. Money is just a tool, you know?
A vehicle.
A vehicle, right. What does it actually get you? Security, getting out of debt, that family vacation you've dreamed of, that's what you stand for.
So if you're in, say, weight loss, you're not selling pounds lost.
No. You're selling better health.
Yeah.
You're selling the feeling of having energy to play with your grandkids without your knees hurting. You're selling vitality.
Yeah.
Freedom, not just a transaction.
That's a huge distinction. And Brett Sherpy really emphasized that this builds credibility for the long haul.
The long haul, yeah.
He said to show prospects a solid 20-year picture, you're building a friendship that needs to last 5, 10, even 20 years.
It's a total mindset shift. From a sales cycle to a mentorship cycle.
Which means if you're using social media, you have to do a serious audit of your content.
For sure. Does every single post reinforce that clear message? That's the question you have to ask.
That idea of a long-term relationship,
yeah,
it leads perfectly into the second pillar.
It does. Own your audience. You have to build a list outside of social media.
They call social media rented attention, which I think is just brilliant.
It's so true. I mean, we all saw the panic when there was talk of TikTok shutting down.
Yeah.
An algorithm changes overnight, your account gets locked.
And your entire prospect base is just gone. You've lost your biggest asset.
Exactly.
But wait a minute. In 2026, isn't it much, much harder to ask for someone's email or phone number than to just get a follow? I mean, with all the privacy concerns.
It is a bigger ask, no doubt. But the payoff is ownership. That's the key word. Jerpy defines that list as a real, tangible asset.
And he uses what, a composition notebook?
A composition notebook. It's an old school method, but the principle of owning your communication channel, that never goes out of style.
And I'm guessing the simplicity of that is part of the magic.
It has to be. Simplicity reduces friction. He told this amazing story about an accountability friendship that lasted 15 years.
Wow.
They talked every single week on the phone for 15 years. Before they ever met in person. It's about that slow, patient trust building.
So how do you get that contact info without being pushy?
The tip from the sources is reciprocity. You offer yours first.
Ah, okay.
Just say, hey, let me give you my email for your files or something friendly like, I'd love to put you on my holiday card list.
That's a great line.
Yeah, people are much more likely to give back when you give first. And then the goal is just regular, non-pitchy communication. Simple touch points to keep the relationship warm.
The fact that a guy with this much success still uses a notebook from the dollar store, not some $50,000 CRM that says everything.
It really does. And it connects perfectly to the final pillar we'll get to later. But for
Yeah.
now, we've got our foundation. We know our destination, which is positioning.
And we have our map, the own audience.
Right. So now we need the engine to actually move forward.
Which brings us to phase two, execution and momentum. And this starts with point number three, the daily method of operation or DMO.
Structure wins.
Yeah.
That's the headline here.
Totally. Hagar is so clear on this. He says motivation is the most unreliable fuel source on the planet.
It really is. A DMO, it's a blueprint. It removes the emotion from your daily decisions and just creates predictable momentum. Without it, you're just wandering.
He boils it down to four core activities, the things that have to fill the white space in your calendar.
What are they?
One, prospecting, so always filling the funnel. Two, presenting, which is sharing that story we just defined. Three, following up, collecting a decision.
So important.
And four, promoting, driving people to events, calls, Zooms, whatever.
And Hager is so disciplined about this. He sets the DMO for the entire week on Sunday night.
It's not about finding time, it's about scheduling what's necessary.
Right. And Hagerup backs this up. He says a DMO, even just tracked in a simple sales journal, makes you feel good about what you accomplished.
Regardless of the results for that day.
Exactly. You can look back and see you did the work. You put in the reps.
The detail about follow-up is huge here. Brett said it often takes 7 or 8 contacts before someone joins.
7 or 8. If you don't have that composition notebook to track things, people just, in his words, fall off the cliff.
And all that initial work is wasted.
Completely wasted. The DMO provides the structure, but the fourth point, that's the fuel itself,
Consistency.
the magic word.
This is really the heart of the whole deep dive, isn't it? They have this quote I absolutely love. Boring is the new billionaire skill.
Ha! It's so counterintuitive, but it's so true. We're all chasing the next shiny object, the viral hit.
But the real wealth is built by executing the boring fundamentals, day in and day out.
And this goes straight back to the philosophy of Jim Rohn, who is a mentor to Rick Hagar.
Right. Ron taught that success is just a few simple disciplines practiced every day.
And failure is just a few errors in judgment repeated every day.
They stress that the biggest failure point isn't people trying and failing. Most people don't fail.
They disappear.
Yes. They just stop showing up. They stop being consistent in those four DMO activities.
And when you disappear, you completely destroy the power of compounding. That's the engine of all massive growth.
Let's look at that penny analogy they used. A penny that doubles every day for 31 days.
Okay.
By day 31, that single penny is worth over $10 million.
It's an incredible number, but the key is the daily doubling,
That's
right?
the whole point. If you're inconsistent, if you only double it every third day or every fifth day, the result is catastrophically different.
That's not even close.
That small gap in daily effort leads to a massive exponential loss in momentum and results.
So inconsistency doesn't just slow you down, it actually resets your momentum. That 15 minutes of prospecting you skipped today, it doesn't just cost you 15 minutes.
It costs you the compounded results of that effort a month from now, potential millions.
Wow. And they even mentioned a resource for this, a free book on consistency by Jim Packard and George Campbell. It just shows how focused these leaders are on training this one single habit.
So, if the DMO and consistency are about building that daily momentum, the final pillar is about making it all duplicatable,
Yes, making it scalable.
which is point five. The simplification rule. You have to reduce friction.
This is the ultimate operational philosophy. Complex systems always, always collapse under their own weight.
Only simple systems can scale.
So you have to be constantly auditing your business, asking, where is the friction? Can I reduce the number of tools, the number of steps?
Can this system work if I'm not here? That's the real test of duplication, isn't it?
It's everything. Because if your system requires a 2-day boot camp and 6 different software tools,
The average person just looks at that and thinks, I can't do this. And they're already out. Mentally, they've checked out.
the goal has to be a system so simple that anyone from any background can look at it and say, oh, yeah, I could do that.
Rick Hagar brought up the legend Mark Yarnell, and his rule was perfect. If a third grader can't understand it, it's too complicated.
That's the standard. The ultimate goal, he said, is a system so simple, a dog with a note in his mouth could do it.
I love that. It just drives home the need for absolute clarity.
And simplicity isn't the opposite of being sophisticated. It's the result of it. It takes real genius to remove all the unnecessary parts until only the essential remains.
So if we recap these five adjustments for your business GPS, they're what keep the plane on course.
Let's run through them.
You've got positioning, so you know your destination. Owning your audience, which is controlling your map. Daily method of operation.
That's your reliable engine.
Consistency, the daily fuel that compounds everything. And finally, simplification.
Reducing the friction that causes you to stall.
And what gives all this so much weight is the integrity of the guy sharing it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Peter Mengels, the founder of the radio show, he specifically endorsed Brett Husatu and Rick Hagar. He said he knew he could call them and get a straight, honest answer.
No hidden agenda.
No hidden agenda.
Yeah.
And that kind of integrity is, well, it's everything when you're looking for a mentor.
You can see it in their whole philosophy, can't you? Rick Hagar following the disciplines of Jim Rohn. Brett Sherpy still using a simple composition notebook.
It shows they're grounded. They have the background and the philosophy to actually help people build something real.
They're offering a plan based on decades of doing the work. And they're honest that there's no guarantee for success because you still got to do it.
Right. But working with mentors who keep it simple, who value consistency, that allows you to build a better life by design.
So the conversation here isn't just about thinking about these five pillars. It's not about what you think you might do in 2026.
No.
The final question for you, the listener, is this. Given the insane compounding power of consistency we just talked about, which one simple discipline are you going to take action on today?